Dan Diaz begins second term with emphasis on service and community engagement. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Newly re-elected Edinburgh Councilmember Dan Diaz was officially sworn in on Wednesday evening during a ceremony at the Edinburgh Arts, Culture and Events, ACE, Centre, where he affirmed his commitment to continue serving the city with what he described as honour, integrity, and dedication to the community he represents. The oath of office was administered by Judge Rudy Gonzalez, who noted his long connection with Diaz, saying he had known him for quite some time, and highlighting their shared backgrounds in emergency medical service. After taking the oath, Diaz thanked the public for the opportunity to continue serving, saying, "I tell my family, without them, I'm just another average Joe. They legitimize me, they strengthen me, they're the reason I try to do everything the right way." Diaz used his remarks to express gratitude to his wife Brenda, his son Danny, supporters, poll workers, and the many residents who reached out to him during his campaign. "This was my second time around," he said. "I could say this was a lot more fun. The second time, people actually knew who I was." He also emphasized accessibility, telling attendees that he responds to every message from residents. "I will always give you a response. I will always educate you, even if it's educating myself." Mayor Ramiro Garza, who served alongside Diaz for the past 4 years, commended him for his consistency, integrity, and commitment to the city. Garza said Diaz is someone that you can count on always to ask the questions, tough or not, adding that once he is informed, he stays true to his beliefs. "You'll always know where Councilman Diaz stands on things because he will not waver from what he believes is best for our city." Mayor Pro Tem Jason De Leon highlighted several major accomplishments during their shared term, including lowering taxes, building new turf fields, bringing college football to Edinburgh, and expanding technological initiatives. But he stressed that Diaz's character mattered more than any single achievement. "Dan, it's been an honor to serve with you," he said. "I look forward to the next 4 years alongside you and our new mayor." In his own remarks, Diaz reflected on the unity that developed among council members during the last term. "We grew to respect each other and realize that we all wanted the same things for Edinburgh," he said. He emphasized that the council worked diligently to create a presence at community events, noting, "We always showed up and we always said, 'Hey, I recognize these other two guys around me.'" Diaz also acknowledged the role of city staff and expressed appreciation for their support and expertise. He noted his reliance on city directors and employees to help him stay informed, saying, "Thank you for educating me. I always have questions, I get educated, and coming from medicine, we like to share the knowledge." The council member concluded with a reaffirmation of his commitment to public service and the city's future. "Serving my country was one of the greatest honors of my life. Serving my city is also one of the greatest honors of my life," he said. Diaz added that he is energized for what lies ahead in his second term, telling residents, "Know that I am energized for what we will accomplish in the next 4 years. I am so proud to be representing this all-America city of Edinburgh." He closed with gratitude and optimism, saying, "May God bless each and everyone's families. God bless our city and God bless the United States of America." See related story. A historic night as Omar Ochoa becomes Edinburgh's new mayor.